From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. More than 400 people are being held hostage today after an armed gang seized a school in southwest Russia. The gang is threatening to kill the hostages, many of them children, if authorities attempt a rescue. It was the first day of the school year in the village of Beslan in the North Ossetia province. That's not far from where Russian forces and Chechen rebels have been fighting for years. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Beslan. He joins us now. And Lawrence, what can you tell us about the situation at the school?
Between 12 and 17 gunmen, including several women, we're told, took over that school with at least 400 people, according to local officials inside, mostly school children between the ages of 7 and 17 years old. They have reportedly mined the area around the school. They say if Russian forces try to storm the building, that they will blow the building up. They have also reportedly told the Russian officials that if any of the hostage takers are killed, then they will kill 50 children in retaliation. And if any of their hostage takers are injured, then they will kill 20 children.
Has there been violence so far, apart from the hostage taking itself?
There was apparently a shootout when the hostage taking occurred in the early stages, the first few minutes. The reports that we have were that between 3 and 8 people were killed. Apparently, according to some witnesses here, 1 or 2 bodies lying close to the school. It's not possible to get that close to the school. We're about 100, 150 meters away. There are armored vehicles blocking the entrance.
Lawrence, are there actually negotiations underway with the hostage takers?
We've had conflicting reports about that. At the moment, Russian officials here say there are no negotiations, active negotiations going on. They say that the rebels inside, that the gunmen had refused to talk to local Muslim clergy, that they wanted to talk to much higher ranking government officials. That has not transpired. Furthermore, they say they don't exactly know what the gunmen's demands are at this time. Now, early reports had the gunmen making a list of demands, handing out a list of demands, including the withdrawal of Russian troops from Chechnya, as well as the release of some of the compatriots of these gunmen who are inside, who are in Russian prisons, evidently.
I understand some of the children did manage to get away. Is that right?
Apparently, during the very early stages of this standoff, about 50 of the children were able to get away. There were also later reports that some 15 of them were either let go by the hostage takers or escaped on their own. And some of these children apparently told some of the Russian officials and also Russian media that they had been forced, or some of the children inside had been forced, to stand up in the windows as human shields to guarantee that Russian commanders did not storm the building.
Have you been able to talk to any parents of the children in that school?
Yes. There are parents walking around the immediate area of the school. There are several hundred of them. I would describe their mood as one of sort of stunned silence and incredible worry. You see a lot of people walking around where I am standing right now, arm in arm, basically consoling each other. They're obviously extremely worried, and they've also, many of them apparently, have put together a video appeal to the Russian government not to storm the school. And there's just an incredible amount of concern, obviously, and understandably, on the part of the relatives.
This is just the latest in a string of terrorist incidents in Russia. There was the attack outside a metro station in Moscow yesterday. The plane crashes last week, believed to be the work of terrorists as well. What's the Russian government response been to these attacks?
So far, President Putin has not commented either on this particular episode today, this hostage-taking in this school, or on the suicide bombing at the Moscow subway station last night, which killed at least 10 people. We know that he's broken off his holiday. He had been vacationing in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The Russian government, of course, has appealed to the UN Security Council to convene an urgent meeting to discuss this crisis. And we know that President Bush has also telephoned the Kremlin, evidently offering U.S. support in this what is a very difficult time, obviously, for the Russian government.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets near the school where some 400 people are being held hostage in Beslan in southwest Russia. Lawrence, thanks very much.
You're welcome.